This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
Is this where you keep quiet?
This is where you keep quiet, yes, for a little bit. Okay.
You will go sit in the corner and eat
something. Okay, you sit in the corner, so. Okay. So I was thinking the other day about similarities of a piano and a pocket knife, because they can both be sharp.
Oh, God.
Right? Okay. And then I was also wondering if trees kept other trees as pet, you know, a dogwood. And speaking of plants, I was watching a landscaper work in the neighbor's yard the other day, and he had a Bluetooth speaker playing music, and you guessed it, he was playing bluegrass. Okay. All right. Well, enough of this oddly strange cold open. Let's get to the show. Well, hello, greetings, salutations, aloha, hola, and mubark fluff to all the creatures of the Potterverse. I am Barely Normal, and you have tuned in for some strange reason to Barely Furcasting featuring Taben, which again this week is a falsehood because Taben is not here with us. But Rain Raccoon is here with me. How are things with you, Rain?
Hello, I'm doing good.
Good, and we have a super special guest host today as well, the wonderful and amazing Pup Dawson from Off Leash Podcast. Hello, Dawson. How the fluff are you?
Hello. I'm doing good. How are you?
That's a little bit like, you know, hurting the feels with all those dad jokes at the beginning. But that's all right.
That's kind of a trademark of this show is bad dad jokes.
At least this podcast is going to, like, you know, at least the time will fly by, just kind of like, you know, time flies like an arrow and
yes.
Fruit flies like bananas.
Fruit flies like the
like a banana.
Like the
A banana, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. You're right. Something
I like a banana too.
Something you might have heard me say at the beginning, Dawson, was mubark fluff, which is a word that Taben created, and we have sent that to the American Lexicon of Words, and they approved it as a word that is like general overall for hello and goodbye, kind of like aloha. So mubark fluff to you, Dawson.
Oh, mubark fluff.
Lovely. Yes. And thank you for being a substapup today.
No problem. I always like being called last minute when nobody else has, you know, that last minute friend. I feel like I'm that emergency, that little emergency glass, and all of a sudden Barely it was like,
you weren't that far down the list.
You were not that far down the list. You were number three down
the
list.
The list only has four people on it.
Well,
should I tell him or should you?
Oh, go ahead and tell him. Yeah.
It was only three people.
It was only three people on the list. Yes. Yeah, so like,
okay. Well, you know what?
But that's okay. We'll get
you moved up one.
Thank you for being nominated.
It's just an honor to be nominated.
It's an honor.
And we're going to get to an in-depth discussion with Dawson about where he came from and does things and all that other kind of stuff later in the show. But first, let's get to the past today. And Rain, you have something you want to talk about in the past today.
Yeah, so season 4, episode 25, you and Taben were talking about the hot daddy, Baylan Skoll from Ahsoka.
Yes.
He's played by the wonderful Ray Stevenson, who sadly passed away last May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For those viewers who didn't know, I'm not sure how we're going to finish Baylan's story in season 2 of Ahsoka. But I'm sure Disney will figure it out.
Oh, they're going to recast him.
Ah, well... I mean, they could bring him back the same way they did Tarkin and young Luke and all that stuff.
Well, that's true. But I read an article because they've actually got a spinoff in the works for that character, exploring the whole backstory of why was a Jedi and what order he went to. So it's a third order so there's the Sith and there's the Jedi. And apparently Baylan is part of a third order of the Force. And so that whole backstory is going to come into play.
Well, yeah, it's a fascinating character. I was so sad to find out that he had passed away. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Dawson, do you watch any of the Star Wars stuff at all?
I'm more into like Loki and all that. I love Loki.
Oh, Loki's such a great show.
So I started rewatching the first season, and then I watched the first two episodes, I think. Yeah, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made some McDonald's. So yeah, second two episodes and oh wow, good puppy.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the Ahsoka one. I did. So I remember you mentioning that you watched Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I got lost. Like, I enjoyed it, but the mm-hmm.
If you're not a big fan, young it's hard.
At one, yeah, like I understood. Right. Like, I was hyped. Like, cool, hype. Like, same thing at the end of like Mandalorian. Spoiler mm-hmm. alert: it happened 3 years ago. But when Luke shows mm-hmm. up at the end, like that was cool and everything. But then I'm like, is this just going to be like a Star Wars thing? Like they did it in a New Hope or whatever it was, or Rogue One or whatever the hell movie it was. So now we're just okay to do it in every movie from now.
Apparently,
on.
Yes.
Like, I get it, but like. Come on, man. There's 8 billion of us in the world. If we can, like, if we're asking Owen Wilson and what's his face from the Hunger Games there, what's his name? To do a DNA test because they think that they're brothers. Did you hear about that?
No.
What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Woody Harrelson. There we go.
Oh, really?
Woody Harrelson and Owen Wilson, apparently they need to have a DNA test to see if they're brothers. And Maury Povich is willing to come out of retirement to do it.
Jeez, okay.
Anyway, did we mention that Dawson gets the podcast off rails sometimes? So we went from Star Wars to Marvel to...
well, we're used to it.
That's what a puppy Taven does.
The same thing.
Yeah, yes. Taven does the same thing. Gets us off rails all the time. So,
but no, I haven't. So I wanted to see Ahsoka, but only because I wanted to know if they were going to touch on any of like the Grogu stuff, like what she did with Grogu in between or anything like that. Because like I just want filler for Mondo. Like I don't want Clone Wars, so I don't really have a backstory for her. So.
If you've watched Rebels basically leads into Ahsoka. Okay.
So that's okay. So it's not close.
That's the cartoon Rebels.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. I haven't seen Rebels. That's what. See.
Yeah.
You can watch it without having seen it, but if you watch Rebels, at least watch a few episodes of it. It really kind of fills in a lot of the backstory that people are complaining. Oh, there's no backstory for Ahsoka. Yeah, there is. There's an entire cartoon.
Right.
Dedicated to the backstory for all of these characters that are in Ahsoka.
And you can actually, Disney actually has it. You can watch it in order. They put it in they put it in timeline order on mm-hmm. Disney, and you can watch the movies and the shows and the cartoons all in timeline order. So you get everything lined up in your brain.
Is that the fourth order that you were talking about earlier?
Could be. Yeah. That's the fourth order. Yes. There's three and then four.
I can be punny.
Yes. He's a punny pup.
Punny pup.
So anything else for the past today? I don't have anything.
I have nothing else.
All right.
What is the past today?
The past today.
About me. Let me learn about y'all.
So the past today is, so as we do our episodes, you know, we bring up subjects and we talk about stuff and we get things wrong. What a surprise. Or we didn't fill it out enough. So we talk about the past, what happened on the podcast in the past. Today.
Or our brains crashed and we couldn't remember what we were trying to say on the day we were recording. So we go back and
So kind of like how in the past you mentioned that this is your baby and this is your love. And I got to hear that as the first words come out of your mouth on this podcast. And then I'm like, what? Are you cheating on me? We're not the favorite podcast. And then you mentioned all of your podcasts except for ours. I was
speaking of all of our podcasts.
I know
we have a fourth in the podcast network now.
It's my fault.
I heard about that, but what was going on with that? How is it?
We haven't started yet. We can plug it. Rain, why don't you plug it? Why don't you start? It's basically your podcast as part of the network. So
yeah, so I wanted to add another podcast to the network because Barely and I just don't do enough work. So I decided to I decided to add a monthly podcast so it wasn't so bad for Doctor Who. And I invited my friend James from England, who is a huge Doctor Who fan and also really well-placed in the Doctor Who fandom out there.
Mm-hmm.
He knows a lot of people and he also knows a lot of Doctor Who lore. And I think it's going to be kind of fun. We're going to talk about Doctor Who.
And what is the name of this new podcast?
The name of the new podcast is Three Do Who.
Three Do Who?
Mm-hmm. Three Do Who. And that was James's idea.
Because there's three of us and we're doing who.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Who. Yep.
Yes.
Because several times, Rain and I would start talking about Doctor Who, and 10 minutes go by on the podcast. It's like, oh, look, we just did Doctor Who speak. So,
and Taban just sits there like this.
Huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What? I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Doctor Who?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doctor Who? Who?
But who? Yes. Who? Yes. And he doesn't. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Doctor Who, Dawson?
I know. I think the new one's a girl and the old one's got a sexy jawline.
Yes.
Actually, the new one is not a girl anymore. No, she has since regenerated, and she's going to be David Tennant again for a little while, and then
is that what that giant like?
Yep, that's a regeneration.
Can't see me like exploding.
Yes, and then after David's specials here for the 60th anniversary, it will go to the newly crowned Doctor Nakuti. I forgot his last name now.
Nakuti's a black guy, was on
Sex
Education was the show he was on.
Yes. On Netflix. He's also the first openly gay doctor.
Yes.
Oh, on the show or in general?
In real life. He's yeah.
Yeah, but his character will be openly gay on the show as well.
But yeah, I mean the doctor has always been a little bit fluid with
The doctor's always been fluid with their sexuality. We're going to have a whole episode about that, actually.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. Yeah, the interesting thing about Doctor Who is it's the longest running television show in history. It's been on for 60 years. So
not consecutive. They did take a fairly large break back in the 80s, 90s.
That's when Young and the Restless came in to try to take over.
Right. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But only the television show took a break. The novels and the audio dramas, all of that stuff was still going on. So they counted as being the longest running show in television history.
Someday our show will be the longest running podcast in podcast history. We'll be the only ones left.
Well, if you have 60 years of content to get through, are you guys starting from the new season? Are you guys starting from episode one?
No, we're kind of doing subject matter episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that, you know, this is the subject matter and then we'll kind of like there. So anybody that's we don't know when it's going to premiere, but we will definitely plug it. Because I'm not going to do any recording after this until after I get back from BLFC.
What do you mean? You are back from BLFC, you weirdo.
Well, technically now, yes.
Today, we just got back home. We're all cozy.
It's already starting with the wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
That's right. Yes. We had to talk about this.
I have to go back to work.
Adulting. All right. Let's get into the Dictionary of Obscure Words, which is kind of a fun thing that I started a couple of episodes ago. Well, maybe a year ago now.
Do this to me every time we talk, because you'll literally send me a message and be like, oh, that's blank. And I'll be like sitting there and I'll highlight the word and definition. Oh, okay. That's what it means. I can't remember. It was like clerically or something like that. Or that was the one it was something you were saying the other day. And I was like, what is this? Like, somebody needs to take the thesaurus away from him.
Octotherp, Dictionary of Obscure Words.
Yes. An octotherp is the actual name of the hashtag.
Oh.
That's called an octotherp.
Because it has eight arms.
Yes. What's an African?
No, an ampersand.
An ampersand? That's the little.
Am I saying that right?
That's the little star.
Yeah,
that's
an ampersand. No,
it's just the little sign. Yeah. Or no.
No, it's the at.
The at? What's the little and sign then? I thought that was an ampersand.
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong.
Because that's what I was thinking.
It could be.
Isn't ampersand the little thingy that looks like the other thingy that you would play music for? That's
right, a cleft. Yeah, I think that's an ampersand. Yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting confused. It's been a long time since typing class.
So back in the 20s and 30s, the ampersand was actually considered a letter of the alphabet. It came after Z. Trivia. There we go.
Okay, that was trivia. I was like trying to find the pun in there somewhere.
Nope, that was trivia. That was trivia.
Okay. That was just facts.
I have done my co-producer job and checked, and the ampersand is indeed the and sign.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. Good for Dawson. Yay. All right. So our first obscure word is declassify.
I wish somebody would do that to Donald Trump.
Donald Dump. Yes.
Donald Dump.
Yes.
Whatever his name is.
Declassify.
The orange one.
Declassify is to make less crass or boorish.
Again, I wish somebody would do that to him.
Okay. Yes. Can I have a definition for crass and boorish? Like, boorish is like
crass and boorish is basically
hole?
The orange one. Trump.
Basically Donald Trump. Crass and boorish. Yeah. Yes. So usually and boorish in old English was somebody that was uppity and snotty and
piggish,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Our next word is fellow. Now it's with an E at the end, not a W. Mm. And that is the circular rim of a wheel.
Hmm.
Who knew? Right. Yeah. It's just like,
the rim.
The rim, yes. The circular rim of a wheel is called the fellow. Educational.
I wonder if that's like an old like wagon term or like maybe an old like bicycle term.
Probably. Yeah. Mm. I mean, with the person that made wagon wheels in the olden days, you know what the title was, right?
No.
He was a cartwright.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. And they made the carts. The wheelwright made the wheels. Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Exactly.
And then the cartwright put it upright. And
yes.
It.
Yes. Wow.
And then Pa called Hoss and Little Joe to come in.
Like, hey, Dad. Hey, Pa. Mm-hmm. All right. Our next word is vaccarin. Which is rhymes with saccharin, and it is a sweet mixture of meringue and whipped cream.
Sounds good.
So when you have a pie and you want a nice sweet mixture of meringue and whipped cream, you have a vaccarin topping.
So instead of a macaroon, it's a vaccarin.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The next word is a xylometer, and that's not how you measure a xylophone. It is a measuring of specific gravity of wood.
You ruined my joke.
I know. I got to it before you did. Ha ha ha.
Why would you need to know the gravity? What's the gravity of, like?
Well, you would want to know if you're building a ship, you would need to know the specific gravity of the type of wood that you were using for the ship so it doesn't, like, get out into the water and sink.
So it's displacement?
Specific gravity measures displacement, sort of, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like just thinking, be like, okay, guys, we're sending people to Mars. Now we need to figure out what the gravity weight is of this log. So that way when we get there, we know whether or not it's going to be 100 or 50 pounds. Let's do this, guys.
Now, having visited the Vasa in Sweden, I can tell you that it's very important to get designing a ship right. Because that ship did not make it out of the harbor before it sunk.
Okay. Well, there
many
you go.
Of years doing the cardboard little boat competitions at the public pool for Boy Scouts and stuff. Yeah. He never made it far.
No.
Yeah.
Never made it far at all. Nope.
It was even the cardboard. You get there and all of a sudden half like your corner would just fall apart.
Right. Yeah.
Why do I got to sit in the wet corner?
For our listeners that don't know, Dawson lives in Canada.
Hey.
And in a place in a tiny little town called Thunder Bay. And yes. And it's a wonderful little town. It's remote. It's in the middle of nothing. Yes. It's in the middle of nowhere.
It's not the middle of nowhere, but you can see it from there.
Yes. And our final obscure word is zonyur, which is a small African lizard. Now, do you have a zonyur in your collection, Dawson?
No.
Hmm.
No, maybe. I have lizards.
I don't even know what a zonyur looks like. Now I'm curious.
Lizards from Pakistan, Australia, and Florida.
Huh. All right, then.
Actually, the lizards that I have from Florida, the people in Florida consider a nuisance. So,
I do remember years ago when I was in Florida, there were lizards all over the place. And the condo we stayed in, they were like climbing on the walls and running all around. Wiggles. And I was walking outside to bring two plates of spaghetti out to the family, and one of the lizards jumped on my hand, and I freaked out and threw the spaghetti in the air. So, there's a picture of a zonyur.
So there's a zonyur
in here.
Yeah, you can share your screen in here.
Oh my god,
it's a fully featured program, man. It's awesome. But yeah, that's a zonyur. It's a cool looking lizard.
It looks like a little skink, but like had a baby with a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
But like that bearded dragon's cousin was like one of those like devil, the
mentally challenged,
the thorny devil.
Oh, horny devil. Oh. Yes.
Yes, yeah. The horny devils. Is it mm-hmm. the horny devils or the thorny devils?
Horny toads.
Horny toads?
Yes. I think you're thinking of horny toads, the people that live in the Mojave Desert.
Like, that like go and then they're like, and then it's like, yeah, sorry. For you guys who can't see, obviously, the podcast and you're just listening, I'm basically like seizing out while trying to like describe movements. So the audio matches up to my movements. Don't you worry.
Yes, it does. It does. All right. Let's get on to our media section.
Media!
There you go. Media. That's what Taven usually does. Media.
Yeah. He does it at a higher pitch, though. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine having like the Sega? Media. Wait, is that how you do the Sega?
Sega.
Kind of. Yeah. I still have a Sega. Yeah. It's down in my basement.
Yeah. My husband came home last night and he turned on his PlayStation 4 and it says, updates required. You have not updated for 18 months. And it's like... So it was still updating this morning.
Night, yeah.
It was still updating this morning when we got up. It's like, okay.
I had that same problem with my PlayStation 3.
And once they touch it, they're not going to touch it for another 18 months, probably. Mm,
probably not. Yeah. It's like, and he didn't play anything. He just updated it. And then he went to work and it's like, okay, well, it's updated. Yay. So media. So I watched Dr. Sleep.
Ooh, good movie.
I had a watch party with Blitz a couple of nights ago. That was kind of fun. We both sat on FaceTime and watched Dr. Sleep together, nice. And that was fun.
A cool feature.
Yeah, it is kind of a cool feature. Just,
like, watch a movie from there. I was thinking of doing that with the Discord at one point.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. Yeah, to have a watch party.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, Amazon, you can do it on Amazon as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You set up watch parties on Amazon Prime and... like watch anything on there together with a big group.
Yeah.
I only subscribe to Amazon when Rick and Morty's out. And then it gets canceled.
Jeff Bezos, don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Pretty sure Jeff Bezos does not listen to this podcast. And if he does, send us some money, please, because you have a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, he's going to send you a free Amazon Prime subscription and say thank you with.
I'd still take it.
That too. Yeah. Yeah. I'll take a free Amazon. Yeah, so I watched that. I watched a couple episodes of Gen V. Wow, ooh. just wow. I don't know if either of you know what Gen V is.
I do because we talked about it last time I was on, and it,
yeah,
yeah.
So Dawson, said,
what
I was going to say,
said Gen Yeen, and I'm like, is that like a new three like
no
channel that we don't know about? Like instead of
yeah, it's
like,
the sequel to Beastars.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, Gen V. V as in Victor. So it's a spinoff from The Boys. And if you watch The Boys on Amazon Prime, if you haven't, you really should. If you
is
have
the Boys, Amazon... the superhero, like the really hardcore superhero one, or is it
yes?
The
they're
one?
Superheroes, but with actual real human tendencies. They're very faulty superheroes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I walked into the room when my husband was watching it the one time, and I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but all I remember from the show, and it might not even be the show because this is just how I go, is I remember them being in like a room and he just like killed everybody. And he's like, oh my God, what are you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, I'm going to go home and you're not going to do anything if you actually like your job. And then they walked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's
okay.
It's cool. A dark show, but
yes.
But Gen V is a spinoff, and it's the kids that all got the chemical, and they're exploring their powers and stuff. And the producers said that so there was one episode of The Boys called Herogasm, and it was so much hyped up about all the sexuality that was going to happen in this episode. And then they cut a lot of the sexuality out because they had big fight scenes. And so the fans got into a problem with this. They said, hey, you said you promised us all this herogasm stuff and it didn't really happen. So on Gen V, it is, they've taken the violence like up to 12, not even from 11. They went to 12 and they took the sexuality and the sex scenes from 12 to like 15. There is just,
they just broke the knob off.
Oh, they just broke the knob off. It's wow.
So they messed it up in the adult shows. So now they're just going to make a bunch of horny teens instead.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of sounds like my experience with Game of Thrones. Because my husband promised a lot of full frontal male things.
Yes.
And after the third episode, there's nothing. I was so, I'm like, what is this? It's nothing. Like, I don't know.
What this, season, like, season three, season four gets a little more, a little more.
Make it through a season and a half with nothing. Just to get, come on now.
Well, you do get to see the Mandalorians hang down in season four. So.
Well, send me the clip and then we'll leave it at that.
There we go. There
I don't need to watch 92 hours just worth wants, of footage to see Mando.
He wants the good bits. Yes, the good bits.
Just the bits. Yeah. So
Just the bits.
So
keep the kibbles.
Right.
Give me the bits.
Okay. Rain, what have you been watching or consuming for media?
I just watched Clive Barker's Nightbreed. Stop giggling.
Nightbreed?
It's based on the novel Cabal.
Okay.
Which is one of Clive Barker's better novels, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great movie. It really doesn't follow the book very well. But it's one of those horror movies that's so bad, it's still pretty fun.
Okay.
The bad guy in it is pretty much the movie's only saving grace.
All right.
Decker is, like, he's creepy. Creepy AF.
Okay.
And then, because today is launch day for Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord on Quest, I played a few minutes of that.
Oh, it's a game. Yeah, okay.
VR.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So I was like, wait, they came up with another Ghostbusters?
That was my first take, too. It's like, what?
It's a VR game. It's a VR game for Quest. I think it's also available on PS4 VR.
Hmm. Okay.
And maybe one of the other VR headsets. But
well, now that my PS4 is updated, maybe I'll log in later and try it.
Yeah. It's pretty good so far. The first level, you basically go through trying to collect a failed Ghostbusters gear for your friend who runs the new Ghostbusters headquarters in San Francisco.
Ah, okay.
She doesn't want the gear left behind because, of course, it's expensive. And,
well, of course,
you know. She doesn't want it sold off, so
how does
she sends you in.
Work in
what's that?
How does the Ghostbusters work in San Francisco? Like, do they go in all of a sudden they're like, boo, no. And you just, like, hear, like, a bunch of, like, instead of, like, thumping all the way, all you hear is, like, a bunch of just high heels, just click, 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 click.
Yes, that's exactly
maybe, I don't know, I've only gotten through the first level.
Instead of the green sludge, you just get glitter.
Yes.
it's in my eye.
Oh, no.
But yeah, that's all I've been doing.
All right. Dawson, how about you? Any watching any television shows or reading any books or YouTubing or anything?
Dawson, read. You're cute. I don't even read the show notes. No, I was trying to think because I'm like, I don't really like watch stuff too often because like it's usually I have something in my ear all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like playing in the background. But I did watch from start to finish all 6 or 7 seasons of The Good Doctor.
Oh, very cool.
This year, which is great show.
Yes, I think, like, I've seen 2 seasons of it. Really good.
It's really good. It goes over, like, basically, like, because obviously the main doctor that they cover has autism. So, like, they go through, like, having relationships and what it's like to lose family and gain family and all that. Like, it's a great show. And I'm glad they got renewed for a new season. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, a lot of the stuff that I just have in my ear all the time, which I don't know if I should see a therapist for this or not, but it's there's like a lot of murder mysteries. I've been into like the last 24 hours lately is one of them. Ooh. So it's like the last 24 hours of Tupac and all that. So it like goes over, okay, literally what happened over the last 24 hours, minute by minute, kind of who they talked to, where they went.
Huh, interesting.
Things like that. And then, because we listened to it when me and the husband Marcus used to drive on the highway in our town, because we're right on Lake Superior and we have basically just water going on. If it's a very clear night and you're driving on the highway and you switch to the AM frequencies, you can actually get all of the radio stations from Detroit.
Oh, wow.
As long as it stays clear.
Mm-hmm.
And there always used to be like this, there was this one channel, it was like this music, it was like this nighttime theater show that was on, and it would basically just do these like murder mysteries where it would just be like, And you know how they are. It's like, and then Erica came home at 3 o'clock and she saw her husband on the ground covered in all this stuff. And then they would have like that very like cute on, you hit the button, like sound as it was going through. And it's like very that. So like I've been doing a lot of that. And then I did watch the new, the last Insidious movie that came out.
The Red Door.
Yes, it was.
Oh, so good. It was good. I love the Insidious movies.
I got one jump scare out of it, and you know what? I was happy for it because so the main guy, I can't remember his name, is the director for this movie.
And okay.
I was super excited to see what he would do with it, because obviously if you're going to direct the last movie and you've been one of the main characters in all of the movies,
yes,
you probably know what the hell is going on, especially if you have the original writer with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did such a good job on it. I was super pumped.
It's very good. Yeah. And I if you're a fan of the series, see The Red Door. It's really good.
It wraps everything up beautifully.
Yes.
Nice. I'll have to watch. I haven't even heard of this. I'll have to watch it.
Although, it's a great series. I think there's, what, 5 of them?
Yeah, there's 5 of them. But like the thing with this series is that like the 4th movie is the first one, the 2nd movie is the 3rd one, and the 3rd movie is the 2nd. And
sounds like Star Wars.
Yeah, they go, they jump back and forth in time a little bit. So you get one of the characters isn't physically present after the first movie.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
Yeah.
But question. So the paranormal investigators, I can't remember their name. Why can't I remember?
Oh, Specs and Specs and I forgot the other one's name.
Right? Specs is the was the cute blonde one with the glasses, right? That's what
I'm expecting. Yeah.
So question, did they recast him or is he just holding on to COVID very well?
They did not recast him, but yeah, he looks a lot different in the last
movie. Because I was looking, I'm like, did they recast or like
he gained a little bit of weight.
But like my whole thing is that like obviously this is happening, what, 15, 20, like 15 years in the future, 10 years in the future.
Yeah.
So understandable.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, cool. That's what I've been up to.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So we one of our things that we do every couple of episodes is we play a little this or that. And I have this wonderful book. It's very similar to your you pick your poison that you have on there.
I'm like, I have the same one, but we can't use it on this one.
No, this is a 3001 this or that questions. Somebody wrote a book with 3001. We are on number 227 of 3001. We have like 10 years worth of material here. Okay.
A lot of them, though, you could throw out because they're not very good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them where we're like, we'll just try the next one.
So this first one was for Dawson. Oh. Would you rather get every new video game on release the day? Oh, wait. Would you rather get every new video game on release day, but you have to wait a month before you can play it? Or wait a month before you can get it, but you can play it right away.
Was this question written by your parents?
My parents?
I need to know. Yes, because the Christmas thing?
Yeah, it's the Christmas thing, yes. Can't play with your toys.
No.
That's a throwback to it. Oh, that's a throwback.
Yes.
I would probably get it the day of, because if it's a good game, chances of getting it a month in are slim to none. But also, if it's a good game, it's 2023, and which game has ever worked on launch day in the last 5 years?
Very true.
So at the end of the day, after a month, they can get their bug fixes out. They can at least put out a couple patches, and then we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I mean, Cyberpunk 2077 still doesn't work right.
No.
Jeez. Okay. All right, then.
Grand Theft Auto has everything you want, but you got to pay for every little thing.
Of course, yes. Rain, would you rather have the memory of an elephant or the social skills of a bumblebee? It's a very strange this or that.
That is a weird one. I'm going to go with the memory of the elephant, because as I get older, I forget a lot more things, and I'm not that social anyway, so.
I feel like the bumblebee is like that very cute young twink that just went to their first gay bar.
Yeah.
And then they go in, they're like, oh my God. And they just start talking to everybody about everything. I think that's what the bumblebee social is. Because they just
flit around. Yeah.
They're flitting around. They're sharing stuff through their mouths to make honey. And
shoving their face in every flower they see.
Yes. Okay. So Dawson, would you rather be loved by one and hated by many, or liked by many and disliked by one?
One more time.
Would you rather be loved by one and hated by many, or liked by many and disliked by only one?
It's a hard one to answer.
I don't know.
Do you want to think on it, and I'll ask Rain the next question?
Where's the Jeopardy thing?
No, because then if not, you're going to have to say it again. I don't know. The second one, I guess?
Okay.
This one again?
So the first one
made me sad, because I'm like, the second,
well, yeah. So you'd like the second one. So only hated by one, as opposed to hated by everybody.
Yeah, because I already know it's my husband. No, maybe.
Well, that's kind of a given with husbands, right? It's like, yeah, so, okay. Okay, then, Rain, would you rather only be able to drink out of a mug or a water bottle?
Ooh. Water bottle, because you can hide different liquids in a water bottle.
Okay. All right. Well, you can put other liquids in a mug, too. I remember that old episode of MASH where Winchester was serving in Rosie's bar, and there's a captain that came in and from British, and he gave him a coffee cup, and he put coffee in, and he says, "What's this in my coffee cup?" He says, "Well, it's coffee cup, so it's coffee." And he was expecting scotch. But anyway, all right. These next two are very furry related and or puppy related. So,
ooh. Oh, good, because I have a puppy related one for you too, barely.
Okay, well, here it is. Dawson, would you rather have whiskers or a snout?
You broke him again.
I did.
Well, I already have whiskers.
Okay, so that means you want a snout.
Whiskers.
Oh, whiskers. No. Okay.
No, because I bump into enough stuff with this. I already has the snouts.
For our listeners, he's wearing his pup hoodie as a snout on already. So. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Rain, hooves or paws?
Paws.
All right.
Paws down. Paws.
I mean, technically, I'd have to go hooves because I always walk on my toes. So I guess technically I already have hooves.
Oh. It's hard enough cutting my nails as it is right now. I can only imagine how difficult it is with hooves.
With hooves.
Anxiety takes care of my nails for me.
No, yes, mine too. I have no fingernails. So, all right. Well, at this time, let's.
I have one for you.
Oh, what's the one for me?
Because I have my own version of this or that. That's called Pick Your Poison that we do on Twitch, and I tried to find the most friendliest of ones to use.
Okay.
So again, this has to do with puppies, but it's a very hard one. All right. Giggity. All right. Would you rather accidentally grab crazy glue instead of your bottle of KY? Or
ooh, this is a Stifler situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or flatten a field of puppies with a steamroller.
Oh, I don't want to flatten the puppies, so I'll go with the super glue. Yeah, okay, I'll take one for the team.
Acetone will take it right off.
Yeah. So
actually that or we always used baby oil. They use baby oil to get it off. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. Okay. That was easy. Okay. Yeah, cool.
All right. Well, now that Dawson is on the show with us, let's ask Dawson some questions about who Dawson is, where he came from, how he's going, things like that.
Who are you? Where did you come from? What are you doing here?
Okay. So
no, what you didn't mean like that. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that. Like, I thought that was the podcast. I thought we only did 40 minutes and then that was the end of it. And I go home. And
no.
Finish it off. And no,
okay. No. You're sitting in the co-host chair. So you get to sit for the whole show. So there you go. All right. So what got you into puppy play, into the puppy world?
Well, there's two versions of this story. And for you guys, I'll tell the PG version.
Okay.
So I was having a walk one night, a very lovely meditative walk in the park, and a very nice, lovely police officer decided to approach me and talk to me about the dangers of walking in the park at night while wearing see-through pants.
Okay.
So once we started talking about that and figuring out why I was in the park late at night with see-through pants on, he was asking me about whether or not I knew about pup play. And I said yes, but I didn't really know like what to do, where to go or anything like that. And then he basically he gave me some websites to go to and check things out, and told me to make my way home before I get in trouble or get jumped by anybody, because you shouldn't be wearing see-through pants late at night in the park.
Yes.
Well, there's police officers around. So yeah, if you want to hear the rated R version of that story, check out the Off-Leash podcast. Go to Off-Leash.
Yes.
Go to Off-Leash and check out Dawson's intro over there.
I've heard this story before.
Go from there. It involves Spider-Man and me hanging upside down under a bridge. It's a great story.
It is a great story. So that's the introduction of Dawson for the Off-Leash podcast.
Introduction.
It's just like the douche in the Boston. All right. Yeah. So, and then you're a stage musician or magician.
Yes.
Those are two totally different things.
Guitars disappear.
Yes.
Drums levitate.
A musician, magician. Yes.
Nice.
So what got you into stage magic?
I had no friends in school.
Okay. Yeah.
So it just kind of something I did, which is the funny story. I was trying to actually like think about this, because like I was trying to like think like back to where it was, and like I'm looking back and it was actually my babysitter that kind of got me into it, because what they would do is, oh God, how am I doing this right now? Back in my day. Before we had televisions and cell phones and we actually had to go outside and get our knees dirty in the muds.
Yep.
When we used to go camping, the parents always used to play like poker or crib, but they used like, it was gambling, but with pennies they would use. Do you guys have pennies in the States still?
Yes. Yep.
We still do.
Okay, we don't. We haven't had them in like 15 years, so.
It makes more sense not to have them, but Americans are, you know, well, they're American.
It makes more sense to have them because you have
more sense. Yes.
Yes.
Less sense. I don't want sense.
Yeah.
Just pennies.
Yeah. I don't know what I've used one for in the last 20 years.
So how does that get you into stage magicians?
So what they would do is they knew like little coin tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So they taught me a trick to do with the pennies where you would like turn, you would like count out four of them. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden at the end, you'd open up your hand and you had like five in your hand.
Wow. Okay.
So I was like, okay, that's cool. And then basically I just kind of like, it was the beginning of the internet as well too. So I was able to like finally Google magic tricks, blah, blah, blah. And then this website from California showed up and I started buying stuff. And then I started starving myself at lunch because my mom wouldn't buy me magic tricks. So I took the $3 she would give me every day for lunch, stack that away and go buy a prepaid credit card, because I was also under the age of 18. So I couldn't buy anything online and there was no such thing as Visa debit back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that and then I bought stuff. And then I realized with everything that I do in my life, even since 12 years old, that if I'm good at something, why do it for fun when you can make money? Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
here we are. It's kind of like the whole therapy thing where it's like, instead of me going to therapy and paying somebody to listen to me talk, I can basically go on stage as a magician and do magic and have people pay to listen to me talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your biggest illusion that you do?
The biggest one I have, technically I have two. There's one big and messy, and then there's just one big one. So the biggest one I have, it's about 13 feet tall and about 8 feet wide or so. It's got like a set of stairs and a giant box. It's a shadow box.
Okay.
And basically what I end up doing is I go into the box and you see my shadow, and my shadow slowly gets sucked into the side of the box. And then when it gets sucked into the side of the box, the curtain gets pulled down and I am gone out of the box and I appear in the middle of the theater in the back of the room.
Nice. Very cool.
And then the other one is I make a giant mess where I take like a little post-it stamp sized piece of paper and I rip it up into little pieces, and I take a fan and I fan my hands, and all of a sudden I just fill the entire room with white confetti.
Wow. Very cool.
Nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. So you mentioned you have a Twitch. So what is your Twitch all about?
So Twitch is like, it's kind of like just like a hangout place. Like we talk a lot of, like we participate in Twitch Leather Pride. We do a lot of gaming on there. We do competitions and contests. We have free giveaways for the store, Dawson.dog. and we have Yeah, we just have a good time. Like, we ended up, we have game nights on Thursdays. So Thursdays is community stream day. So basically we'll play like DBD or Mario Kart or Mario Party, and we'll bring everybody in. I'll go on there. Sometimes I'll have a full mental breakdown and we'll cry together and we'll do things and we'll get better and we'll move forward. So it's very nice. We have our community on Discord and everybody kind of helps each other out and goes from there. Barely comes in every once in a while and chit chats and then helps us win words on stream. Because, you know, he's just sitting there. He's literally sitting there and be like, oh, that would be a good word to use on next week's episode.
Yep. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I like getting in your Twitch. I'm not a big fan of watching people play video games. So when you go into that mode, I'm like, okay, I'm out. Guys, see you later. So,
although you should have stayed for this game because so when I play like games, like multiplayer games, it's kind of like I said, it's like DBD. Type games like that, or like it would be the Mario Party stuff. But when I do like solo games, they're very, in order for me to be interested in a game, I can't do something like Metroid Prime where the entire story of the game you have to read or you find out through clues throughout it. Like I said, Puppy can't even read the show notes, never mind reading or just talk to me,
right?
So like the games that I like playing are, like I said, right now we're going through Alan Wake, Tomb Raider, very, very cinematic games. So like nothing that like really has time to like stop you.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I do like about Alan Wake is it's episodic. So like there's six episodes.
Two is coming out soon or is out. I can't remember.
It is out as the listeners are listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As of recording this, it comes out tomorrow.
Ah, that's right.
Two hours.
I saw the advert on Steam.
If it wasn't $90, I would be
Oh, Canada wow, $90. Yeah, that's Canada expensive.
Sucks.
Yeah, wow, I tell you what, yeah. So how did you come to be connected with me specifically? How did you get to meet me?
I don't know. That's a weird question for you to ask. Wouldn't you know that?
Well, I think... But I know what our listeners might want to know, how you became...
Yeah, I think that's the listeners to know.
Well, I thought Rain was going to ask that question, but that's just me.
Oh. Hey, well, how did you meet Barely?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Quite well, of course.
I thought both of you just had questions in there, and then that was yours. So I was like, okay. I think it was through... obviously, it was through Telegram.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what the first message was.
I think it was just kind of a natural progression of...
Yeah, like I started listening to the podcast, and then I was in the group, and then Kane started ignoring me. No, I'm kidding.
We love you, Kane.
We love you, Kane. No, and then me and Kane started talking, and then... we started hitting it off, and then over time things happened behind the scenes, and then we ended up
asking you to co-host
the podcast, and then they came into my stream, checked that out a bit, and then apparently the first message I sent you was me fully wearing a translucent bodysuit on the floor of my dog bed in the bathroom saying thought I would say hi.
Yes, yes. Exactly. So
that's how it happened.
Okay. All right. So then why did you agree to do the Off Leash podcast?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Cause now I'm on a second podcast. You're talking about doing a third. So now I'm feeling like I'm going to have to get caught up.
It's actually the fourth.
Yeah. It's actually my fourth podcast. Yes.
Fourth.
Yes. So anyway, yeah.
Next year we'll go on to, we're going to double that to eight.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we're now a network.
Yeah. So now I've now established a network of podcasts instead of just a production company. Yes. So yes. Anyways,
we're growing, giggity.
Yes.
But yeah,
all right. That's fine.
I don't know if it was so much like, wait, what was the question again?
Why did you join the Off Leash podcast?
I don't even think I agree. Well, I agreed. Did I agree? I don't even think I agreed. I think what ended up, like, technically, I think this is the way it happened, is I was like, hey, X, Y, and Z happened. If you guys need a host to fill in while you guys are looking for another one, let me know. And then Keynes was like, hey, did you want to be a host? And Barry was like, yeah, that'd be a great idea. And I was like, okay, cool. After like our first episode, and then that was the end of it. And here we are 9 months later.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
You know, Barry made me sign a contract when I joined BFFT.
He
has gotten lax in his
oh, no, no, his no, 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 Dawson signed a contract.
Oh, okay. All right. I feel better now.
Yeah. It's just locked with my hands around him while I'm cuddling. That's all.
Yes, that's the contract. Yes, yes.
Cuddle
yes.
tract.
Yeah.
Cuddle tract, yes. So you are a herpetological person. And for our listeners, that's a big word, herpetology.
And I read that hypocritical. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what?
So hypocritical.
No, herpetological. And that means lizards and snakes. So how many snakes and lizards do you have and what types?
Give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to figure out where I wrote that down. Because I don't want to count.
Oh,
where are we? Are we on the? How many? There's 7 pages. Jesus. There we go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There you are. You're there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading the notes, guys. All right. I'm doing the things. Okay. We're here. Yay. I promise. Mm-hmm. What do I got? I got. Is it 8? Did I do that right?
Said 8. 8 lizards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8. Oh, I forgot about Sandy. There's 9.
9. Wow.
No.
There's 9. I thought there was 8. Right. There's Sandy. Then there's Sunny and Cher. And then there's Pearl, Garnet, Amethyst, Steven. Or no, Steven's a snake. Then there's Giovanni, Smog.
So that's 8.
What's that? That's 8. Yeah. I think that's everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like the Octomom trying to like remember all of her kids.
That's why you just number them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. K4, come 9. Here.
So yeah, there's 9 lizards and I got 3 different types. So I got leopard geckos, I got bearded dragons, and I got anoles.
Okay.
Nice. And yeah, James has bearded dragons, our new podcast co-host.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. How many are and how old?
I think last count it was just 2, and I think they're probably 4 or 5 years old now.
Nice.
How long do they live?
Like 15, 20 years.
Okay. Yeah, they've got a pretty good lifespan. Yeah. Over in England, it's much easier to have lizards and stuff and small pets than it is dogs and cats.
All right.
Especially when you're living in London or London area, because a lot of places won't allow them.
Mm. Yeah. And then how many snakes?
I got 3 snakes, 2 different kinds, and then I got my bio puppy.
Nice.
Yay. All
right. Yes, Rain, he has a pug.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little puggy pug.
He's going to be 10 years old.
Little pug.
In January.
My last one, she was 11. And then
nice.
Ella is 4. She just turned 4.
Nice.
Aww.
Okay.
Just turned 4.
So how did you acquire all of these herpetological things?
Internet.
Right.
Like you acquire everything these days.
Yeah.
I did. So 2 or 3, 4 of them I rescued.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 of my geckos I found on, I guess, Canada's version of Craigslist. Do you guys have Kijiji in the States? Is that a thing?
Kijiji? No.
Okay. No.
That's our version of Craigslist up here is Kijiji.
Okay.
So I found them on there and she was giving them or like selling them. But then when I saw everything, it was like in a shed in the back of her house. And it was the middle of January and it gets like minus 40 up here. And like,
yeah,
minus 40 Fahrenheit is minus 40 Celsius. Cold
yes.
is cold.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter very where cold. You're from. Cold is cold.
Yes, definitely.
So I went there and they were basically just had their heat mats and like this little tiny heater in the corner. And that was about it. So I brought
that's
them
not enough.
They were missing like toes and stuff. And like one wouldn't open up her eye and like she had a hard time eating and stuff. So they're all doing good now. The one is Sunny's a little nubby still. but he's doing good. He hasn't lost anything else. So that's good.
That's good. Yeah.
And then the other 2, I got one of my bearded dragons and one of my snakes from somebody. I got his bearded dragon or his snake first, and then he messaged me about his bearded dragon later. Because I guess he originally couldn't afford to keep the snake, but he was doing good with the dragon. But I guess if you can't afford condoms, you also can't afford food for your dragon. So
right.
He ended up with his third child announcement. He had to get rid of the dragon because he couldn't afford it anymore.
Okay.
So I ended
that's,
up with
that's how those yeah. came into the mm-hmm. yeah. Okay.
yeah. So so now I have his dragon, and then my other two I got shipped in from my other two dragons. I got shipped in from a breeder from BC.
Wow.
So they got to fly across the country.
Nice. And, all right.
Yeah.
Flying dragons.
Dragons all fly.
And then my snake I got from the pet store because it was there for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus kept looking at it every time we went to the pet store to get something. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to give it to it was about 6 months. So it was after the summer basically went by. And I was like, hey, you know what? If I go to the pet store, like by the end of the month, and it's still there, I'm just going to buy it. Fuck it. I'm just going to buy him. And yeah. by the end of the month, he was there, and I bought him, came home, and went from there.
All right.
Nice.
So the hubby supports this this hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Tolerates would be a better word, maybe?
I think so.
Okay.
lives with.
Okay, lives with them.
Tolerates, yes. Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's more or less for a while there. I have my tubes tied now, so full-on hysterectomy. Everything's out, gutted, hung up on the wall. It's a giant mural now.
Nice, okay. a bloody mural, eh.
Yeah, it's like one of those, what is it, those Banksy's or whatever the heck it
yes.
is.
Yes, yeah.
So...
So you just like you go pick up a lizard and you say, hey, I'm bringing home a new friend.
Yeah, basically I'd be on my way home from work because like I know everything that I needed already. I'd have it ordered online. I just had to pick it up from the store.
Mm-hmm.
So it was usually payday because no self-control.
Mm-hmm.
What I would basically do is I would text and be like, hey, we're on our way home. And he's like, what do you mean we're on our way home? I'm like, oh, me and Pearl.
Yes.
Like, who the hell's Pearl? And then I just send him a picture of like Pearl on my shoulder in the car on the way home.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you guys, that's the one thing that I recommend. I can't say that it'll help your marriage, but mm-hmm. if you are in a marriage, if you want a pet and the other person says no,
get it anyway.
Get it while they're at work. And just have it done by the time they get home and cleaned up. Because as long as they don't see the mess that it creates, you're usually good.
All right. Words to live by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dawson divorced 3 weeks later.
Yeah. So, all right. So our next section is furries in the news. And
I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it good. Thank you. Normally, Dawson, if you listen to the podcast, Tabin goes on for like 3 minutes with the whole furries in the news thing. So
is it like all official? Like you have like the whole like news intro into it and be like, today in furries in the news, woolly worms.
Pretty much. Yeah. Oh,
yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Okay. So well, I'm going to shut up and enjoy this then.
All right, so the Woolly Worm Festival, the Woolly Worm Festival's furry forecasters race to predict what winter 2023 has in store. And this comes from Banner Elk, North Carolina. Anyone wondering about what kind of weather the mountains are in store for this winter can look to the Woolly Worm Festival that happens each year in Banner Elk. The 46th annual, it's been going on for 46 years, Woolly Worm Festival took place October 21st through 22nd, with attendees enjoying food and live music, with the main attraction, of course, being the Woolly Worm Race. They race these worms. Ooh. Yes. Contestants placed their worms on the main stage and watched as they inched their way to the finish line.
Wow, they really need to find something better to do up there in North Carolina.
Right, yeah, okay. So the race is based on a legend that the fur bands of a woolly bear caterpillar could foretell the weather for the following weeks of winter. It's a hometown pride event. We love... Dawson just brought
Aww.
Ella. into this picture.
What a cutie.
Yeah. The race is based on a legend that the Woolly Bear foretells the future. In the hometown pride event, we love it here. Locals, visitors from all over the country, seem even internationally. Upcoming chair for the Woolly Worm Festival says, it's a great way to get together, celebrate the high country, create some community, and have a little fun racing worms. Because, you know, you had to race your worms.
Mm-hmm. The, you can't not race them.
To, like, the bass fishing, like, where they put, like, the fish in the little tube and, like, let them swim down and see which one gets there first.
I guess, yeah. The worm winner, the race winner, gets $1,000. And then they look at the bands of the Woolly Worm and decide the next 13 weeks of winter. So there you go. That's all the furry-ish news that we have to talk about. It's kind of like the there's a town near where I live and where Rain lives, too, called Jefferson. And every year they have the frog jumping contest. And that's kind of fun to watch. I don't know if you've ever been to that or not, Rain.
I have not.
Yeah. It's usually takes place in July. They have the frog jumping contest. Oh, there's a couple of pictures of Rain's pug and kitty.
Yeah.
Puggy kitty.
I love how like the cat looks like.
Oh, he's pure evil incarnate.
Well, yeah. Where's its mouth?
Oh, it's there. Trust me. He like, uses
just,
it quite
it looks
often.
Like it's just menacingly like smiling at me.
It's it kind of looks like Salem from
yes, he's
from
Sabrina.
Sabrina, yes, yes.
I was going to say what's it called from the Cheshire Cat?
Oh, the Cheshire Cat. Yes.
Just without the mouth.
Right, yeah. Okay, so upcoming events for the next couple of through December, we have starting November 1st through the 5th, when this episode drops, you can go to Furry Black Light in Tremblay en France, in France. You can also go that same weekend to PawCon 2023 in San Jose, California. And by the way, anybody that's going to BLFC, they are actually running a shuttle to PawCon from BLFC if you want to stay there. And so they'll shuttle you over. It's about a probably about a 3-hour bus ride from BLFC to San Jose. So,
So you mean that if I can get if there's a cheap flight from San Jose from BLFC, I can just catch a free bus ride there and fly home?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Something to think about. And that's in San Jose, California. The Halloween is taking place November 10th through the 12th in British Columbia, Canada. Apparently, they celebrate Halloween on a different date in Canada. I didn't realize that. Well, it's Halloween on November 10th through the 12th. Maybe it's just because
they're a little late to the game.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because it's usually what ends up happening is all the popular bars and stuff do things on the weekend before.
Mm,
so okay. Then they'll hold their events the weekend after.
After. Okay.
So makes because sense. Halloween's technically on a Tuesday, they'll do it on the weekend after to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. All right. November 10th through the 12th, also in Hamilton, Ohio, you can go to the World Wild Fur Camp. That's hard to say. At the YMCA Camp Campbell Guard in Hamilton, Ohio. November 30th through December 3rd is the Midwest Fur Fest in Rosemont, Illinois. And I would like to get to that some year, but not this year.
Me too.
Then if you want to go to Krakow, Poland, you can go to Furtrolachiki. I don't know how to pronounce that or not. It's Polish, clearly.
I'm not even going to try.
It's got weird letters in it. It's like those Scandahoovian letters. And then December 9th through the 10th, Scandahoovians, yes. You can go Furs Upon Malaysia in Malaysia. Krakow.
Krakow, Poland.
Poland, yes. Not to be confused with. Yeah, anyway. So you can also go to Furvester in Rutlingen, Germany, December 28th through January 1st. And then you can go to Bewhiskered, December 29th through the 31st in Durham, North Carolina.
You know, all these months I've been giving you hell every single time. You're like, hey, we're going to FC and all this. And I'm like, can you like say the full name and like when it happens and stuff like that? And you're like, well, we did before. I could just be listening to the podcast and at the end finding out all of the events and everything. Like, this is amazing.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I've totally been listening to the podcast since you sent me the links like 4 months ago. 100%.
Very cool.
I totally knew about all this already.
Nice. Yep. Nice. All right. I believe now we have a movie review from our movie reviewer, Chitaro.
Yes, we do. Hey, Chitaro, I hear you've got another movie review for us.
Yeah, I sure do, Rain. It's a movie that currently right now is playing on what's called Max, HBO Max, whatever. The Cat Returns. It's a Studio Ghibli film, if anybody is familiar with what that means.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's an awesome little film. It's about an hour and 15 minutes, and it's riveting. Let's just say that. It starts with a quote. It says, "If you find yourself troubled by something mysterious or a problem that's too hard to solve, there's a place you can go where you always find help. You just need to look for it." Very ominous, right?
Yeah.
So the movie starts with this girl. Her name is Haru. She wakes up from bed, and of course she gets woken up, I should say, because her alarm goes off and she's late, which based on the film in the beginning, it's like, oh my, she must always be late. So she starts getting herself together and running to school. And of course she has so many different things happen, you know, like she loses her shoe and various other things. She finally gets to class, and of course she gets to class late. And then of course school happens, and then it just kind of goes to the next scene where her and a friend are getting out of class, and they're starting to talk about her being late and about various other things and so on and so forth. So they're walking home, and all of a sudden, the weird part is they see a cat that is walking around with a package in its mouth, the cat, and they go, oh, that's kind of strange. And then the cat basically stops at the street, looks, and then starts walking out into the street. And of course, Haru and her friend is looking, and she goes, oh no, we must pay attention to the cat. Well, when the cat started walking in the middle of the street, that was safe, but then all of a sudden the light changed, vehicles were coming, and there's this big gigantic truck about to hit the cat, and Haru runs out there, and she takes her lacrosse stick and scoops the cat up and gets him off to the other side of the street. Well, then they're sitting there, and all of a sudden the cat, like, starts to brush himself off and standing up on 2 feet, and then says, that was quite a brave act you performed on my account. I'm so extremely grateful. And then Haru has this look on her face.
As you do when somebody saves you.
Right, and then she has this look on her face like, what? Wait, what? So she's sitting there with her mouth open, and the cat then says, well, you know, I'm busy right now. I have to go off somewhere, but I'm going to come back and thank you later. She's like, okay.
Very and, polite kitty.
Yeah, absolutely. And so she tells her friend, that cat talked to me. She goes, and she tells her friend, I think you hit your head. So she ends up getting home, and her mom's sitting there doing something, and she says to her mom, Mom, do you think cats can talk? And she says, sure, honey, why not?
Well, I mean, a talking cat is giving this review, so
that's very
obviously
true.
They can talk. I mean,
chirp, right? So later, her mom and her are eating, and her mom says, you know, you have asked me that question before. And so she kind of like, you know, tells this little story about how when Haru was a little girl, that they were walking and there was this kitten that was following her, and she ended up giving her some of these little tiny fish crackers and feeding her. And when her mom says, okay, Haru, let's go, and she says, mommy, I got to talk to a cat. And her mom says, what did the cat say to you? And she says, well, the cat told me that there's always problems that need to be solved. And so, of course, that's true. So she's like, okay, I think I understand this now. So that night, they all go to sleep, and of course, all of a sudden, the neighborhood cats are startled by this group of, what's the best way to say this, walking cats. These cats, this group of cats is all walking on 2 feet, and as a matter of fact, there's this one cat that's being carried, which we find out later is the king of cats, of the king of the cat kingdom, I mean. And so he's walking along, and they stop at Haru's house, and she's like, you know, she gets woken up by all the sound of the cats and stuff, and she goes out there and like, what's going on? And it's like, well, the king wants to thank you for saving his son, and so he wants to shower you with gifts. And she's like, oh, okay, whatever. And so she ends up going back to bed, and she wakes up the next morning, and she's like, oh, okay, I'm in my bed, no problem. Well, she gets a phone call from her friend saying, why are there so many lacrosse sticks sitting everywhere in school? She goes, I'm not sure, you know. And so Haru starts sneezing, and she gets to see her mom, and her mom says, I don't know what's going on. There seems to be something all around the house. Well, there's cattails everywhere, and of course Haru is allergic to cattails. So she ends up getting out of the house because, of course, she is late for school again. And she runs to school, and as she's running to school, what she does not know is that she has catnip in her clothes. And so all the neighborhood cats are chasing her and running to school with her. And she gets to school, and she opens up her locker, and she has all these little tiny gifts. And of course, what's inside the boxes are mice. There's a little mouse in every single package.
Oh, joy.
And of course, that scares her half to death. She screams, and then all of a sudden, all these cats that were following her runs into the area and start playing with the mice and trying to eat them and all sorts of stuff. It's like really hilarious. So she's very confused at this point as to what in the world is going on. Well, she ends up going, because this is in Japan, and in Japan, the, you know, students are supposed to help clean the classroom at the end of the day. So she got, right. Was helping cleaning the classroom, and she starts to take out the trash, and she ends up falling down, and this cat comes up and says, are you okay? And, you know, so on and so forth. And she goes, yeah. And she says, I've been having all these problems, and telling her about all the things that are happening. And the cat says, well, that's because we've been giving you all these gifts. These gifts are from the cat kingdom, and we want to, you know. And she says, well, I don't really like mice. I don't try to eat them, and I don't, you know, I don't need the catnip, and I'm allergic to cattails, and, you know, all this stuff. And so the cat says, well, you know, we want to do something nice for you, so maybe you should come visit the cat kingdom. And she says, oh, I can do that. And she says, yeah. And so, you know, plus the king wants you to come to the cat kingdom because he wants you to marry his son, because, you know, that's what you do, I guess, when those things happen.
Well, I mean, he is a prince, so...
Right, exactly.
I think she should consider it.
It could be a fun life. And so the cats say to her, okay, well, we're going to come tonight, and we're going to collect you. And so she's a, she, or the cat runs off. And then all of a sudden, Haru starts hearing this voice saying that you must find the cat bureau and this white cat who will help you and stuff like that. So, she's like, wait, did I just hear that? It's like, okay, fine, I'm going to try to find this cat bureau. Well, she ends up finding this one cat, a fairly large kitty, and the cat basically says, okay, fine, I'll help you find the cat bureau. So the cat stops at this little place that is like really out of the way, so to speak, and he says, I want you to, you know, well, no, the cat doesn't say that. Basically, this other cat that is a statue that turns into real life ends up coming to life and coming to the rescue and saying, okay, I'm here to help you and tell me about what's going on. And she tells him. And of course, then at that point, he says, okay, well, we're going to help you. And all of a sudden, these cats who said they were going to come and collect her to take her to the cat kingdom, they end up coming to this place and then literally abducting her, so to speak, and they take her to the cat kingdom. And of course, at that point, there's all sorts of interesting little things that happen. And of course, since these are talking cats, magical things happen, so these little portholes open and things like that, you know. So, but they get to the cat kingdom, and they find that the king is like, okay, is going to try to do anything and everything to get Haru to stay there. But what was the interesting part is as soon as she got to the cat kingdom, this girl turns into a cat. Okay. And so...
All right.
Yeah. So, and she's a rather beautiful kitty, I will say. And so they basically have a party and all this stuff. And then they say, okay, well, you're going to marry the prince. And it's like, I don't want to marry the prince. Well, I'm going to leave it there, because what ends up happening after this is a lot of interesting things that take place. And there's a twist that happens that is kind of cool. But let's just say that Haru ends up getting back to the real world and turning back into a real girl again. But this whole movie is rather funny, because the one cat that takes her to the cat bureau is a rather big and large cat, and the cat's name is Muta, and she ends up calling the cat Muta. And so there's this joke about being fat throughout the whole entire thing with this cat and stuff. And so it's rather hilarious. There's other little things happening that Muta and this crow start talking back and forth. And there's lots of little things. It's a great movie. You know, if anybody out there, if any fur out there knows Studio Ghibli, the animation is awesome. The music that goes with it is awesome. It's just a film that you kind of have to watch because it's awesome. I can't say anymore. I'm going to give it because, of course, I think it's because I'm partial and I'm also a cat. But I'm going to give it 5 chirps because it deserves 5 wow. chirps.
Well, Studio Ghibli films are really good.
Yeah. There are quite a few Studio Ghibli films. As a matter of fact, next movie review that I do, I'm also doing a Studio Ghibli film review. And it's a movie called Pompoko, and I think you specifically are going to like this one.
Ooh. I'm intrigued.
It's about raccoons.
Oh, definitely. I like any movie about raccoons.
Yeah, so... So yeah, it's kind of a cool movie too, but we won't get into that one this time.
Excellent.
So all you furs out there, go see The Cat Returns. I think you will enjoy it. It's awesome, and even Taven will enjoy it because, you know,
he likes kitties. He just sometimes he wants to chase them, but he likes them. He's pretty friendly with them.
True. I would let Taven chase me. That's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for the review. We appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. You guys all have a good rest of your day and or night or whatever time it is. And we will chat at you next time.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great one.
All right. Before we close out, we do have a section where we tell really stupid jokes. And normally Taben would read jokes from his joke book that he doesn't read ahead of time. And I had asked you, Dawson, to come up with some jokes if you could. And Rain should have some jokes. So I'm going to tell my very first bad. And I search out bad jokes for this bit. I have to tell you that right off the bat. So my first joke is I just bought 51% in a vampire hunting company. I guess that makes me the main stakeholder. Ugh.
See, they're coming to pick you up. You hear those sirens? Mm-hmm.
Yes, the sirens are playing. Yes. Uh-huh.
That's how bad that joke was. They're coming to get their stake in their company.
Yes.
They're staking you out now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a question for you both.
Okay.
What kind of a bagel can fly?
I don't know.
No.
A plain bagel, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, jeez. You know what? When does the duck wake up?
When does the duck wake up?
At the quack of dawn.
Quack of dawn. Yeah.
So, you know, my buddy keeps asking me to blow cold air on him when he gets hot, but I don't like it. I'm just not a fan.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Egyptians claimed to have invented the guitar, but they were such liars. Liar.
I hear the crickets. I hear them. I hear the crickets.
They do. You know what kind of car an egg drives?
What kind of a car an egg drives? I don't know. What kind of a car does an egg drive?
I don't know either.
A Volkswagen.
Oh.
Oh.
That was a little rotten.
A little
runny.
It's like it's a shell job. Anyway, are people born with a photographic memory, or does it take time to develop?
I like that one. So, that one got me. That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Two satellites. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go for it. Shut up.
Two satellites decided to get married. The wedding wasn't much, but the reception was incredible.
I'll bet. Yes.
That sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Can you top that?
Giggity. I don't. I don't know. What do you call a hippie's wife?
Mrs. Hippie. Yes. Yeah. Hey, do you guys know what you call a person that points out the obvious?
Barely.
No, what?
You just call them someone that points out the obvious.
Huh? Oh, that's so stupid. So, you know, I like photography, so I tried taking some high-resolution photos of local farmland, but they all turned out a bit grainy.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what 50 Cent did when he was hungry?
No.
58.
Oh.
Well, my final joke is, today I found out that you can actually hear the blood flowing through your own veins. But
really,
it turns out you have to listen very closely.
That's a nurse joke.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Varicose veins. Varicose.
Oh, varicosely. Yes. Okay. Okay, I get you.
That just reminds me, like, you're literally making a strawberry cry right now. Mm. Have you ever heard of a strawberry crying? Have you ever gone up to a strawberry and asked them why they're crying?
No.
No.
It's because they found themselves in the jam.
Oh. And so my last one. Two guys walked into a bar. The third ducked.
Good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Oh, okay. Well, that's it. We did it. We're at the end of the show. Thanks to Dawson for sitting in as the substapup.
Thank you for having me.
And to Rain for always being the go-to guy for the show. Thanks to all our supporters and subscribers out there. We know you have a choice in podcasts, and we thank you for putting ours in your ear holes. You can support the show through Merch Perch at Bonfire, Redbubble, or Fourth Wall, or by subscribing to Buzzsprout. Rain, any final words?
Yeah, so keep an ear out for our new Doctor Who podcast. Hopefully it'll be coming out sometime November, early December-ish, maybe. And be kind to each other and yourself, and stay furry.
All right, Dawson, any final words?
Thank you for having me. You guys can find me on basically all socials at Dawson Pup or Pup Dawson. You can also catch myself and Barry on the Off Leash podcast. Mm-hmm. And hopefully as a guest on here again soon, because this was fun and awesome. And yeah, it was so great meeting you in person this week, Barry, and having all the fun at BLFC. And
it was.
All the things that we did. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, thank you guys so much for being here, and I'll do the same sign-off I do everywhere. Until next time, you guys know what to do. Bye!
All right. Well, nice. Until next time, look after each other. Mubark Fluff, and stay furry.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms, or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and the guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by Barely Normal and co-producer Rain Raccoon. This week's episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate Regday with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Regday, you can search for Tweezer Beak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Use Library. Social media presence is maintained by Ziggy the Meme Weasel. Transformation Station was created by Lux Operon and is produced, directed, and edited by Rain Raccoon. You can send us a message via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFT chat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. The show is supported through subscriptions on barelyfurcasting.com, donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting, or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.